Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Such Quiet Girls by Noelle W. Eiley. Published by Dynamite Books in 2025, today's book is about kidnappings, strength, and motherhood. One afternoon, Jessa, a school bus driver with a busload of elementary school kids, is led off her usual route by detour signs. The road leads onto a dirt track and countryside, and before Jessa realises, her bus has been stopped and two men with masks and guns are knocking at the door. The men threaten the kids and Jessa and then take over and hide the bus. The kids panic, and so does Jessa. The oldest of the kids is a sixth grader, Sage, on the bus with her sister Bonnie. She's scared but surprised by the way that Jessa the bus driver caves in to the demands of the men. She watches and waits, determined to protect her sister and get them out of there. Meanwhile, the men leave a ransom note for Sage and Bonnie's mother, Sheena, who works in finance for the local county and has access to large sums of money. Without any hesitation, Sheena follows their instructions. The men move the 10 children and Jessa into a shipping container underground in a local quarry. And as the men begin to fight amongst themselves, will Sheena get the money in time? Or will the oxygen in the bunker run out first? Such Quiet Girls is a heart-pounding thriller about determination and regret. Based loosely on a true story, the children are whisked away and the authorities are at a loss to find them. This is a book about women young and old and finding themselves and their strength. Jessa has a dark past and she lied to get her job as a bus driver. During her kidnapping, the media unveils her secrets and point the finger at her. Broken by her past, can she find the strength to help save them all? When Jessa fails to lead them, Sage takes up the role. Feisty and determined, she's tall for her age, and she's the one looking for ways to escape and calming down the other kids, as well as ignoring Jessa's advice to do what the men say. With her two girls in trouble, Sheena turns frantic. Recently divorced with a father suffering from dementia, she's willing to risk everything she's built to get her daughters back. But is she making the right decision by not telling the cops? And the story is also told from the perspective of one of the kidnappers as he struggles to keep his erratic partner in line, and the gravity of what he's done and how it could go wrong begins to dawn on him. I was gripped by Such Quiet Girls as the hours ticked by and the oxygen drew thinner, cheering on Sheena and Sage, hoping that Jessa would find her strength and racing to the end. So if you like ticking clock thrillers, feisty kids, determined mothers, redemption and confidence, you might like Such Quiet Girls by Noelle W. Eiley. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.